JC4, 240 words per minute, copyright courtreportinghelp.com, ready. There are, generally speaking, two types of evidence from which a jury may properly find the truth as to the facts of the case. One is direct evidence, such as the testimony of an eyewitness. The other is indirect or circumstantial evidence, the proof of a chain of circumstances pointing to the existence or non-existence of certain facts. As a general rule, the law makes no distinction between direct and circumstantial evidence, but simply requires that the jury find the facts in accordance with all of the evidence in this case, both direct and circumstantial. You are to consider only the evidence presented, and you may not guess or speculate as to the existence of any facts in this case. But in your consideration of the evidence, you are not limited to the bald statements of the witnesses. On the contrary, you are permitted to draw reasonable inferences that seem justified in the light of your own experiences from the facts you find have been proved. Inferences are deductions or conclusions which reason and common sense lead the jury to draw from facts that have been established by the evidence in the case. Nothing that I have said or done at any time during this trial shall be considered by you as evidence of any fact or as an indication that I have any opinion concerning any fact, the credibility of the witnesses, or the weight of the evidence. You should entirely disregard questions and exhibits to which an objection was sustained or answers or exhibits that I have ordered stricken from the evidence. It is not the jury's job to determine the admissibility or validity of an exhibit or other testimony. Do not draw any conclusions or speculations about why certain testimony or other evidence was excluded or admitted. Nothing said or done by the attorneys is to be considered by you as evidence of fact. Opening statements and final arguments are intended to help you understand the evidence and apply the law, but they are not evidence. Anything that you may have seen or heard outside the courtroom is not evidence and must be entirely disregarded. Now, in saying that you must consider all of the evidence, I do not mean that you must accept all of the evidence as true or accurate. You as jurors are the sole judges of the credibility of the witnesses and the weight of the evidence. The credibility of a witness means the truthfulness or lack of truthfulness of the witness. The weight of the evidence means the extent to which you are or are not convinced by the evidence. You should carefully scrutinize the testimony given the circumstances under which the witness has testified in every matter and evidence which tends to indicate whether the witness is worthy of belief.